You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. We have to talk about this, and it's really, really important. Self-help does not mean that you're doing this all alone. It doesn't mean that you are lonely when you get a self-help book either. This is something that we need to start talking about. And I know that the lovely Gabby Bernstein has a new book out called Self-Help, which is so awesome because as a self-help psychic myself, it is clearly a topic that we need to address as a collective, as human beings. So this is wonderful. I've always found myself in the self-help section, and I never thought twice about it. And I read somewhere, not in that book, or I heard something somewhere along the lines, where apparently people were self-conscious of reading self-help books or being in that genre or that section in the bookstore. And I'm like, what? I never thought anything bad about it. I'm like, I thought we were all supposed to help ourselves. You know, take that out of the way. Like, this is what we all are here to do. Now, going back to what I said at the beginning just a moment ago, it doesn't mean that you're doing this by yourself, okay? Self-help does not mean you're solely doing this and you have to be isolated, which is what I talked about in the previous episode. We actually need each other as human beings, okay? So keep that in mind. Self-help is allowing yourself to recognize those things that do indeed help you. You might not know exactly what helps you until you start exploring different things, like such as therapy or a psychic reading or going for a run, going for a jog, boxing. So maybe it's like a physical way of helping yourself. It could be more of an emotional, like talking about your feelings, expressing them, getting them out, talking to a friend. It could be more psychological, like what can I do to spiritually help myself as well? Do I feel like praying is helpful? Do I need to write out my ideas and my plans and my goals and my ambitions? Do I enjoy being around Mother Nature? Do I just want to sit in Mother Nature? So these are all different ideas of what can be beneficial to your soul. So I want you to start thinking about the things that actually help you help yourself and utilize those tools. One of the things is self-reflection, because we have to begin to think about what helps us feel better and what doesn't help us feel better. So the things that bring us down, the things that don't lift our souls up, or that really puts us in a darker place. And so by comparing and contrasting those two options, those two ways of being, then we can really find our sweet spot. And I'm not saying not to ever experience those feelings that take you down a little bit, because that is part of the healing process as well. But it's really essential to find the tools that help you personally, because what helps other people or someone else or your friend or your husband or your wife or whatever, it might not help you. So for example, my husband goes to the gym every single day, and the days that he doesn't go, he is super grumpy. He's starting to learn, like, okay, I can be a little bit more flexible. But those are going to the gym is what he absolutely loves to do. Now, he doesn't really, you know, it's challenging getting there, right? But he is so disciplined that he's really good at doing it because he knows that it's going to help him. So it's like, we're not going to always feel motivated to do the things that help us. But when you think about it in like more of a discipline manner or more of a ritual manner, like I'm doing this because this is a ritual for my soul, or I'm doing this because I'm disciplined and I want to help myself, then that's a different way of thinking of it rather than thinking, oh, but I need the motivation. Because a lot of times the motivation is just not going to come. I think Mel Robbins mentioned this. She's like, I'm quoting this correctly, but I think she was saying like this, motivation is kind of bullshit, right? Unless I'm thinking of someone else, it might be like Brene Brown or someone else that's wonderful, but motivation is not always going to be there. So you have to put yourself in a place where you're just like, okay, I just gotta do this. You know, her method of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, go do it. And then you're going to feel excellent afterwards, or at least you're going to feel better that you did it. The self-help industry per se, it's all about allowing yourself to just be who you are. Recognizing that this is who you are, and recognizing also that we're all in this together as human beings, unless you've come from another planet, or you know, you're here as a star or a seed child or however you want to think of it, because there's all different kinds of ways we see ourselves. Essentially, I think we're all souls that are here in a human body. Hey there, Tabitha here, interrupting my own show. I have the Circle for Your Soul's Purpose. It's an online event with other women where we get together and you receive messages from spirit, source, your higher self, whatever you would like to call this guiding force of love. This circle happens randomly. So what that means is if you can make it, if your schedule allows, then guess what? You are meant to be there to receive those specific messages. If you can't make that circle gathering, don't worry, you can make the next one. If you would like to learn more, head on over to tabithastitt.com/the circle. Back to the show. And so we have either we've chosen or we haven't chosen. I don't really know the exact answer to that, but we're here. So we're going through the ebbs and flows of life. We're experiencing it. And so we have to, well, I guess we have the choice. We choose to recognize, we choose to do the things that either help us or hinder us. And that's really what it all comes down to. So self-help, I wanted to help you understand that it's not about doing this alone, because we need that connection. We need other people. But it's recognizing that, hey, maybe I need to talk to someone today. Oh, okay. Well, then you've just helped yourself by recognizing what would be beneficial for you, right? I need to help myself by not working so hard, right? I need to give myself a little bit of leeway. I need to stop being such a perfectionist. And so I'm going to just shake it off. I'm going to start listening to listen to Taylor Swift. I have all these like references. I'm going to, you know, shake it off, that song. Like, I love that song. It's super old, but I love it. And you know, it's great. So find the songs that lift you up, you know, look at it that way. Rather than thinking that the self-help is all about doing it by yourself, because it's not. It doesn't mean that you can't rely on anyone. That's untrue. Certainly you can rely on other people. You can rely on yourself. You can rely on yourself in making the right decision. You can rely on other people to help guide you in the right direction. That would be beneficial. That would be helpful. That would lighten your load, that would take the burden off of your shoulders, that would light your path ahead of you. Because essentially we're all in this together. There's no one individual person on this planet that is outside of the scope of getting away and out of this. Like, we all have to experience the things that we're going through. So be kind to yourself is really what this is all about as well. Finding the things that work for you and giving yourself that permission to reach out, to create your work, to give yourself this meaning and this purpose, and doing the things that give you that sense of meaning and that sense of purpose. And also Oh, this is a good one. I'm glad this popped up. But allowing yourself to let go of the things that are burdening you, that are depleting you, that are consistently bringing you down. Now that's challenging. That's really, really hard because we find ourselves feeling stuck. We're not actually stuck, but feeling stuck in certain situations, jobs, relationships, communities, certain religious upbringing, thought patterns, beliefs, you know. And so as soon as you recognize it, that's when you have the power to change it. Because if you don't know, then you don't know. And that's oftentimes what's happening is we put a lot of judgment on other people, but really they might just not know, right? And so we have a different perspective on things. And plus it's a lot easier for us to say something about someone else's perspective or situation than it is to actually be in that. We don't know. We're not in their position, right? And so allow yourself to let go, to release, to give yourself wings and fly away from those situations that are just burdening your soul. That's also helping yourself. And it's not easy, right? It can be very, very challenging. But to give yourself a little bit of leeway, to ask for help is also helping yourself. Now get that. To ask for help is self-help 101 as well. Again, this is not about doing this by ourselves or isolating ourselves. It's about allowing ourselves to recognize that, hey, you know what? I can do this. I believe in myself. So I'm going to reach out to someone. I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to know that it's okay to be vulnerable. I'm going to talk about the uncomfortable thing. Because when you allow yourself to be in a position of being vulnerable, of needing that assistance and that guidance, you're automatically helping others as well. Because we all need each other in some way at some point in our lives. So it's like we're all helping each other out, essentially, is what it really comes down to. You're certainly helping yourself by listening to this, and I love it. And I'm also helping myself as well because I have been stuck in a dark hole for a while, and rightfully so. And if you know me and personally what's been going on, it's been really rough and it hasn't been easy. But I will say that I just got out of one of the most beautiful sessions that I've had with a woman from Arthur Findlay, and she's also a psychic medium. She's a trance speaker, healer, a trance medium as well, and she is fantastic. Her name is Simone Key, and she offers wonderful courses and classes, and I just got out of a trance healing class. And as you can tell, I feel very good. I feel uplifted. I feel empowered. It feels good to be helping myself and also sharing this with you. My little buddy, Axel, just jumped up on my lap. He's kneading, my little kitty cat. He's kneading on my lap. And so this is going to break me away from this episode. I do hope that this was indeed helpful for you. Reach out anytime at tabithastitt.com. The link is below to do so. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast. And submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.